For WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. Let's look at your latest headlines. The State Bureau of Investigation is looking into the death of an inmate at the Houston County Jail this weekend. Sheriff Donald Valenza confirming 27-year-old Andrew Martinez of Enterprise was booked into the jail early Friday, and around 9 a.m. he was found unresponsive and later pronounced dead. Further details could be released following an autopsy. An Alabama prison warden is facing serious charges in Limestone County. Chadwick Crabtree and his wife were arrested for multiple drug offenses last week. Reports say that Crabtree is also at the center of a lawsuit filed by the family of a deceased inmate. They claim that inmate's organs were illegally taken out during an autopsy. And a place to get a cool treat on a hot summer's day is opening in Dothan. Jeremiah's Italian Ice of Dothan plans to open on Ross Clark Circle across from Lowe's. Their social media page shows they are hiring now, and although there's been no opening date announced, the owner says they plan to be open by the first week in May. Utility work at Enterprise could slow you down starting tomorrow. North Aaron Street from Mill Avenue to Corbin Street behind City Hall will be closed Tuesday and Wednesday for work that's part of the almost $8 million City Hall renovation project. Barricades and detour signs will be in place to get around the work zone. The Headland City Council has approved an ordinance for low-speed vehicles. Police in Headland say people have a misconception about golf carts being street legal when they're not. The ordinance only allows the low-speed vehicles to be driven on streets with a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit and only during the daytime hours. There are also safety features that must be on the vehicle, including seat belts and mirrors. Tyler Reddick is the winner at yesterday's NASCAR race in Talladega. He took home the checkered flag at the Geico 500 after a wild last lap at Talladega Speedway. The win will secure Reddick's place in this fall's NASCAR playoffs. And that's the latest look at your headlines. From WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. For continuous news, it's News Talk 103.9.